This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While federal law protects and even orders the care of prematurely delivered infants, the first major look at hospital practices shows a startling snapshot. The attitude of hospitals makes all the difference, with distinctly positive outcomes as early as 22 weeks coming from some hospitals, while other hospitals, which operate under the fear of disabilities, offered only comfort care or nothing at all. One doctor describes the critical moments of making sound prudential decisions and then comments that offering misleading survival stats without telling if treatment was attempted is not helpful. The World Health Organization is reporting that mothers die where there are restrictive abortion laws. The truth hiding behind the old and flawed reviews they are using is that maternal mortality and health outcomes depend not on the status of abortion, but on the quality of care. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. The teacher from China ordered to abort her second child or lose her job is being allowed by authorities to stay pregnant and deliver her child. After her home province allowed Kin Ti's pregnancy, the province where she works delivered an ultimatum that has now been turned back by international pressure. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.